Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 9, day 1 of our study of Nehemiah. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Nehemiah 12, 1 through 11.
Hey guys, I'd love for you to join our brand new Facebook group. If you'd like to join, head over to 10weekbible.com and links to join the Facebook group are there.
Well, welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God. Speak to us and fill our hearts with the knowledge of you today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Nehemiah 12, starting in verse 1. These were the priests and Levites who returned with Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and with Joshua. Now, this is Nehemiah looking backwards in time. This is all recorded in the book of Ezra. And so this is the first group of people who left Babylon and came back to Jerusalem to resettle it at the command of Cyrus, king of Persia. Continuing with verse 2. Sariah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Malak, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Edo, Ginnathon, Abijah, Mijamon, Moediah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Joirib, Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jedidiah. These were the leaders of the priests and their associates in the days of Joshua. Now, Nehemiah is going to be building up this, not even a genealogy, but a continuum of the people who were the leaders over the last 100 years or so in the city of Jerusalem. Verse 8. The Levites were Joshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and also Mattaniah, who together with his associates were in charge of the songs of thanksgiving. Bakbukiah and Uni, their associates, stood opposite them in their services. Joshua was the father of Jehoiakim, Jehoiakim the father of Eliashib, Eliashib the father of Joiada, Joiada the father of Jonathan, and Jonathan the father of Jaddua. Now, this is interesting because obviously, during the time of Zerubbabel and Joshua, there was some kind of worship going on. And it is possible that Zerubbabel and Joshua reinstituted the 24/7 worship and prayer. I am personally not convinced that that's what happened. I believe that Nehemiah reinstituted that because of the level of detail he goes in here, but there definitely was some aspect of the singers and musicians and all of that that was going on before the temple. I'm not convinced that it was 24/7. And I think that because of the passage we're going to get into tomorrow based on this, but regardless, there was worship and prayer going on. Nehemiah for sure is going to reinstitute this 24/7 worship and prayer, and worship and singing and music is going to be an instrumental, if you will, part of the temple worship moving forward. I find this incredibly fascinating. All, you know, and we're going to look again tomorrow at the progression of people who were in charge during these periods of time. And again, it is a very long period of time. You can read Ezra and Nehemiah, and just through reading it, it can be rather difficult to pick up on this. And I have shown at times past in these two studies the timeline of what's going on. There's a tremendous amount of world history happening during this time period. One of, you know, my favorite things that happened during the time period from when the Jews came back to Jerusalem until now, you know, one of the most famous moments that we still think about today was the Battle of Marathon, where the Athenians, the Greeks beat the Persians, these very same Persians that were in captivity. The Jews were in captivity in Persia. The very same Persians had gone and attacked the Greeks in the city of Marathon, and the Greeks defeated them in the city of Marathon. And the famous guy, you know, runs from the Battle of Marathon after they've won, ran all the way as I recently found out, not 26.2 miles, but I believe 25.87 or something like that miles from Marathon to Athens, and runs into the court and proclaims victory, and then immediately falls over dead because of the fact that he ran that far without stopping. And we run the marathon today in honor of that. And that moment happened during this long time period that Nehemiah is retelling to us right now. There's a tremendous amount of world history that's happening during this time period. And while all of that's going on, the Jews are struggling to rebuild this little building called the temple and struggling to put the walls back together around their principal city. They went through great struggle, great troubles, great trials, and some of it was external. I mean, a lot of it actually was external. But as we saw in the book of Ezra, and as we're going to see in chapters 12 and 13 of Nehemiah, especially chapter 13 of Nehemiah, some of it was self-imposed. Some of the trouble that the Jews went through was external, and some of it was their own, you know, problems of their own making. And it's the same troubles that we saw in the book of Ezra are going to be repeated again in the book of Nehemiah. It's not just that the Jews don't learn or that the Jews are necessarily more hard-hearted than anybody else. Humans, people are stubborn and hard-hearted and pig-headed at times. And so the lessons that we should learn, we just often don't learn, or it takes us a long time to learn. We will see that again in the book of Nehemiah. If you've been with us from the beginning of the book of Ezra, you will see the pattern very clearly by the time we finish this book. But for the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-week Bible study podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's word. Thank you.